Thank you. Good morning. Thank you. Continuing today, Chanukah mutar ba'asiyat melacha. On Chanukah, it's permitted to perform melacha. Ach hanashim na'agat shalom la'asom melacha kol zman shenoach b'bayit dolkot. However, women have the custom to refrain from doing melacha while the candles are lit. Ve'in la'akel lehem, and they should not be lenient in this matter. Now, why specifically should women not do melacha while the candles are lit? Any ideas? They're not going to get us in trouble? So, not to begin with, no. Initially, there have been some suggestions. One suggestion the Penina Halacha gives is that traditionally the work around the house was performed by women, and we're trying to avoid using the light of the candle, so men who tend to laze around the place were not too worried, but women who are using the house to do work, we ask them to refrain while the candles are lit for the first half hour, so use is not made of the candlelight. Now, that's somewhat uncompelling to figures who like not to think of women as just people who work in the house and men who don't. Another suggestion, actually, the Penina Halacha gives as well, is that actually women are more spiritually sensitive. They're more conscious and more in tune with the spiritual nature of the day. So while the candles are lit, they're actually affected by the spiritual mood more than men are, so they refrain from Halacha. It's possible. One could call that apologetics. One could call it a lot of things, but it's a suggestion. The Kisser Shulchan Aruch, however, has a different suggestion. And this may be anachronism on my part, but it strikes me again that we've been suggesting that Chanukah is a spiritual festival. It's not about material threats. It's about getting over the threat of assimilation, about the resilience of our civilization, of our culture, of our God-given mission, not about the threat to our bodies. And the Kisser Shulchan Aruch suggests that many of us, if not most of us, forget that even in times when we are not spiritually threatened, the experience of women is radically different. As we've seen over the last decade or so with the Me Too and other movements, even in an age where we don't feel threatened particularly physically by American culture, we feel that it may be an assimilation culture that may seek to absorb us or ruin our religion, but we're not physically threatened by the majority of the people. I don't know the statistics, but a very high number of women are victims of harassment, of abuse, of assault in a physical way. And here the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, the reason why women don't do malacha on Chanukah is, v'hatam shanashim machmirot yoter. The women are more stringent, are, v'pnei shahayta gzera kashel b'not Yisrael, because the decree was harsher on them. And he gives examples. I can't remember the Latin phrase that used to be in effect in the UK. It wasn't the UK at the time. In the medieval age, where women, on the night that they were married, the duke, the lord, had a right to take her home before she spent time with her husband. And he says that was in effect in this age. Women were targeted, they were assaulted, they were abused, they were harassed. So we don't want to forget that, oh, this is all a spiritual holiday, we weren't materially threatened. Actually, women were. So they specifically take a moment and say, we're not going to work for half an hour, we're going to recognize that we had a different salvation as well, and we recognize that experience. On behalf of the women, he does also point out that actually one of the greatest miracles of the age was achieved through the woman who gave milk and cheese to the general and then took his head off. So they weren't powerless, they were victims, but they were also strong at that moment. And we recognize their experience in this holiday.